kind of a quiet night for the council last night, kind of getting things rolling in the new year, but we do have some things to discuss. First off, you introduced a new public safety dispatcher.
Yes, Kristen McCracken is our new public safety dispatcher, and now we have a full complement of 911 dispatchers. She lives here in Alliance with a husband and three children, and was a dispatcher for the county for 2.5 years, so she comes with a great deal of experience, and we're just thrilled to have her working for the city.
That is a job I imagine requires incredible concentration and feet of clay to kind of keep everything together.
Yeah, it takes a special personality, a special kind of person to do that because obviously the kinds of events that they handle are usually or often life-threatening and and very, very serious. So we're just thrilled to have her on board.
Proclamation at last night's meeting, and we actually just posted something on our website about this. It is Radon Action Month, and I know that Panhandle Public Health has got a big push on this.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. It's something that we want to stress here, too, and the council is anxious to stress. You know, the incidence of cancer due to radon for non-smokers is incredibly high, and especially with children. If you're a family with children, this test is really important. At least in my mind, it's critically important. And it's a fairly simple process. In fact, you can simply contact the Panhandle Public Health District at 308-487-3600, and they'll send you a kit that you can use. Again, a very simple process. If you do have a level of radon that is a hazard, it can be fixed. There are ways of eliminating the hazard from your basement, usually is the primary source of the problem. And again, the incidence of cancer, if you do have this problem, is very, very high. So it's nothing to fool around with.
All right, some good information there. And we encourage you to go to panhandlepost.com, where we've posted the release that we got from Panhandle Public Health, which has the phone number and all the info.
Great.
On getting your free test for that.
Great.
Conflict claim, kind of a simple thing, it looks like.
Yeah, simple, but it's important. Again, the entire community is eligible for a sidewalk replacement program where we, as a city, provide financing or money in part, not in total, but in part for repairing sidewalks. And you look at the places where we have either cracked or heaving sidewalk, it represents a trip hazard for anyone that's using it. And certainly that's a liability for a homeowner to have a sidewalk in poor condition and someone hurts themselves on it. So the city participates in that program, and this conflict claim was a part of that process where we did have a homeowner come in and repair their sidewalk, and the city participated. So in this case, it was $344, which is nothing to sneeze at.
Well, and you're absolutely right. Some of those sidewalks, especially where people have trees, sometimes they have they kind of buckle a little bit, and that can be very dangerous for someone who's walking, especially in weather like this.
Yeah, very simple repair usually.
All right, very good. First reading on a fisheries management plan for Lang Lake.
Yes, we have, as everyone knows, the lake improvement is complete. There is stocking of the lake, or there will be stocking in the lake, of some really desirable fish, I'll put it that way. Anyone that's under 16 can take a bag limit that's consistent with state law. If you're over 16, you have to catch and release. But what this does is it sets forth that regulation for the city to enforce, and we encourage people to go out there and enjoy fishing and all the other activities that are part of that lake improvement. It's really beautiful. And this summer, we'll see some of the landscaping take hold. And even last summer, people were complimentary, or they were very, very positive about what they saw on the lake.
That area has been seeing a lot of focus lately. I know the disc golf project was presented at a recent meeting, and that will be in that same area.
Yeah, the disc golf that we have there now is aged and in need of replacement. The folks that want to put in an 18-hole disc golf course have some technical expertise there, and they'll be able to provide, I think, a course that is even more challenging and more attractive to outside folks to come in and participate not only in tournaments, but just visit our course as they do others in the state.
All right, very good. Some board appointments, and folks may be interested in applying to some of these boards too.
Yeah, the boards and commissions in the city really are critically important to the business of the community. And we depend on them. The council depends on them for advice and actions to keep everything rolling along smoothly. And we have now and will have a number of openings in the Board of Adjustment, our Downtown Improvement Districts, Economic Development Plan, Citizen Advisory Board, Library Board, Planning Commission, a Hispanic representative on the Police Advisory Board. So if folks are interested in participating in city government and kind of getting a unique understanding of what goes on there, we would really encourage and want people to apply. They can do that through the city clerk's office in the city hall. There's an application form, very simple application form. And again, the folks that serve on these committees are selfless. They're volunteering their time. But as I said, it's critically important for us to have those boards full and responsive and active.
So again, that's what was on the agenda last night. The one other note we want to get to, and we've mentioned this on our KCRW Facebook page, is that a member of the city team is retiring.
Yeah. Honora Bentley has been the secretary for the city manager for a long time, since 2001. And she announced her retirement, and in fact, her last day was yesterday. So we want to thank Honora for all of her efforts on behalf of the city. And, you know, she was one of the gals that was first to answer the phone and first to help people and notify the community through Facebook and other social media of various events and some of those emergency events with snow plowing and such. So we really will miss her and wish her well in her retirement.
All right, very good. It's a brand new year and a whole 12 months of growth and change ahead for the city. We look forward to sharing it all here on the radio, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Jason.